You know, I don't think we, you know, we held him back some, but it was more the game plan from schematic standpoint. We still ran him here and there, not as much. There weren't as many pull reads and stuff, but he got a couple opportunities. But I think he gets healthier each week, so it's only natural to get better. But we'll see what happens this week. Yeah, I think there's an advantage to both teams. I think there's always some subtle differences. You get an idea from the first game how they want to play some stuff. So you know a little bit more what to practice and everything. But then you also got to be ready because they're definitely going to have a better idea of what they want to do. So they're going to have some adjustments. So I think it all evens out. I think it's a little bit overrated whether it's your first time or second time because once the game starts, it can be totally new and you got to see what's going on and be ready to adjust. You don't know till after the game. I mean, you know, you really have no idea. They got a bunch of good players out there. I know they got some new guys in. You know, we had a new guy last week playing for us. But you really never know. You see that you'll can answer that question a little bit better after the game.
Kyle, the one run we saw from Robert, he kind of got outside, like gingerly just went to the sideline. Maybe that's why there's a lot of talk that he wasn't himself. Is that like a bad sample size? Could he have been more dynamic runner if he needed to be on that play?
Yeah, I think so. I think I know the player you're talking about, and I think we missed a block on the outside, and Robert wasn't going to be able to get much more, so I think he just strided it out of bounds where usually he's digging out a little bit harder, but we missed a block on the outside. He wasn't going to be able to get any more, so he took what he could, and you know, we ran a bunch of keepers in the game, and he still scrambled a few times that I thought he looked good on, so you know, I thought he was running all right.
Trent Williams, a year ago, is suspended. You guys are answering questions about
Yeah, Trent's been great. You know, he's been extremely talented since we got him here. But just the day-to-day process, you know, I think his hunger level of just, you know, he loves playing and stuff, and he's always shows up on game day. But, you know, from OTAs on, this year he's really showed up really trying to detail his technique and stuff and not just dependent on being such a good talent. You know, he's really tried to, you know, get good at his craft, and he's came in every day. It's really helped him a lot. You know, he fought through a bunch of injuries for about a month. I think he's a lot healthier now, and he's just done a hell of a job as a leader, as a player. You know, he's helped our team. He's helped himself individually, and I'm glad he got what he deserved because he definitely deserves to be in the Pro Bowl.
Can you explain the process and the evolution of how you and Robert just kind of meshed your talents and your knowledge and his unique skill set to create what you've done in such a short period of time?
I think the reason we were able to do it in such a short period of time because it's not much different. I mean, you throw a few zone reads in there, but from a blocking standpoint and the philosophy of what you're trying to do, it's very similar to the outside zone run game. You're just adding another player into it with the quarterback. It's a little tighter. It's a little more downhill. You're reading that defensive end, whether the quarterback pulls it or not. And the running game that we've ran here for 3 years, the one we did in Houston the whole time I was there, the one I know that Denver's done for the last 15 years when my dad was there. But it's when you do the outside zone, you're stretching them one way, and when the defensive end is closing too hard, you run keepers and boots going the other way. And all the zone read is you run downhill right at the defensive end right now, and when he's closing hard, then the quarterback just pulls it and goes. So it's very similar to something we've always believed in. So we didn't have to change a lot. You add in a couple new runs, which brings in a couple new protections, and then you have play passes off of them. But conceptually, it's the same routes and stuff you're doing down the field. It's just a little bit different of a wrinkle in how you protect and defend the guys rushing and the looks you give them in the run game.
How much input has Robert begun to have on the kind of plays that he likes you to call in a game plan, and how similar are they to his favorite plays at Baylor?
I don't think they're similar at all to his plays at Baylor. You know, we run the zone read like Baylor does, like the 90% of colleges do also, and some NFL teams do, but the plays, I think, are pretty different. I think Robert has just as much input as any quarterback that we coach does. You know, you don't want to do stuff that the players don't like, so you try to give them a plan That's what, you know, our job is to do. We sit and work at it all Monday and Tuesday, and they come in Wednesday, and we present them the plan and what we think will make them successful. You work them through it throughout the entire week. You get feedback on the field after meetings, talking through stuff. And then really once Saturday comes, you really want to know what he likes, what he's not comfortable with. And whenever you got something the quarterback's not comfortable with, you usually take it out and you don't go with it. Or if it's earlier in the week and it's not comfortable and you really believe in it, you try to show him why you like it. You try to give him a few more reps of it and see if he starts to like it. And if he doesn't, you let it go.
Kyle, when you look back on the Thanksgiving Day game down there, what were some of the things that stand out in your mind that you guys did well?
I think our guys just made some great individual plays. I thought that was as good of a game that the group of receivers have played all year. We threw some good balls, you know, where guys got it at 15 yards and they turned it into house calls. And when you play a good defense like this, that's a good scheme with a bunch of good players. It's tough to just go up and down the field. And, you know, I think we're only in the red zone for two plays, both on the same drive. But we scored that many points, and that shows guys are making plays with the ball in their hand. You know, we had one deep throw, which, you know, we caught in stride in the end zone. But after that, guys were aggressive. They're going to get that ball in the air, and they were turning up the field when they got it, and guys ran hard and made some plays.
Was Dallas able to generate quite a bit of pressure on Robert in that game?
They were at times, you know, and Dallas generates pressure on everybody. I mean, they hit the quarterback as much as anyone. If you get in a one-dimensional game with them, they'll get after you. You try to keep them off balance as much as you can so those pass rushers can't tee off. And, you know, if you don't and they can tee off, you know, they're going to get you.
What did you say about Morgan last year, the first part of the season, having touchdowns in the last
several weeks? I think Josh, he's gotten healthier, I think, as the year's gone. I think he had a serious injury coming here. You know, with his ankle, still has screws in there and stuff. And, you know, he's not as sharp with his cuts and everything. And as the year's gone, I think he's got a lot more healthy. I think he's understand the routes that we want, you know, his role in the offense. And I think coverages have just helped him too. You know, it's not just because a player doesn't get touchdowns doesn't necessarily mean they're doing bad. I think he had an unbelievable play versus the Giants where he took a pass, caught it about 15 yards and ran it another 25 and scored, but it got called back for an illegal motion. So we've been happy with Josh all year. There's no doubt about that, but I think he's definitely gotten healthier and more comfortable here in the last few weeks, and I think his game's taken it a step to another level. I don't think it's never limited to him. Never limited me exactly. I mean, you never avoid getting the ball to those guys. You know, you call plays, you distribute the field, you see what coverage they're playing, and the quarterback goes through a progression. And what I've been real happy with our receivers this year, there's not a guy out there that the coaches or the quarterback doesn't believe in. You know, all of them can do something. All of them can make a play. I think they all feed off each other, and you never know whose week it's going to be. But each guy has had their moments. The whole group is that's won games for us.
Kyle, Robert talked about how it wasn't fun for him in OTAs because he couldn't be a part of the conversation because he didn't understand it well enough. When could you tell that he had a full understanding and he was able to participate?
I think once he started playing. You know, when you're repping stuff against your defense every day, who sees the plays every day, and, you know, someone totally new for Robert, so he doesn't know. And, you know, you got a lot of script readers on the defense who are trying to compete, too, and they're taking stuff away. And, you know, guys are competitive, so they want to do stuff in practice. And you just got to keep preaching, hey, stay the course. We're not trying to get you ready to look good out here. We're trying to get you ready to look good once the season starts. And the stuff that we're working on every day, even though it can be frustrating sometimes doing it every day versus the same people versus the same looks, it'll help you in the season. And I think after the game started going, I think it helped him kind of grasp the bigger picture of the stuff we had been working on and how it's come into play. And, you know, not always at the beginning of the year, but over a 16-week season, you know, usually the stuff you work on come out at one time or another.
Going back to Dallas's pressure, DeMarcus Ware has been banged up a decent amount this year, still has 11.5 sacks. What have you seen from him? And even though the sack numbers aren't monstrous, what are you seeing from him in terms of pressure?
I see the same guy I always have. You know, I know he's been banged up some, which I think is, you know, I'd say is limited to his reps. You know, he's not out there quite as much, but when he's out there, I mean, he's a factor. He's the same guy to me he's always been, and if you're not careful, I mean, he can take over a game.
Kyle, the second time you faced the Eagles and the Giants this year, did you notice a drastic difference in how they would attack you? And if so, how does that kind of change your mindset?
No, neither of them were very drastic. You know, there's a couple subtle things they do with fronts and some of the techniques they play with their D linemen. But yeah, neither of them was a drastic change. You're always, you never know going into it because it's always different how guys are going to play someone like Robert, you know, than other quarterbacks I've had in my past. So you're always ready for something to be totally different than what you've seen on tape. But you know, so far this year, people have been just tried to play pretty sound defense and, you know, make the tackles and not give up big plays.
Somewhat confused trying to stop the looks that you're giving. Why do you think defenses are having a hard time sort of understanding and adapting to what you're presenting?
I don't necessarily think it's understanding it. I think when you have good players and you have a system that's tied together where the outside run game matches the tight zone run game, all your runs match your play actions, they match your bootlegs, your formations match everything. It's more, what are they going to take away? And when they do take away something, you got a system that can go right to something else, and you got the players in those positions that you can get them one-on-one versus the right looks, and you got guys who win the majority of time one-on-one, that's when I think it becomes tough, because you want a sound offense that has answers. I don't care who you play, defenses, defensive coaches and players, and all the tape guys watch, they can take away anything that you do and anything that you're good at. And so you try to build something that gives the players an opportunity, depending on what they're going against in a game, to go any direction that the defense dictates and what they're taking away. And that's something we've always tried to do, and I think we just got some players right now in some key spots that when we can attack schemes the right way, it's hard to stop because our players win.
Thank you.